This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Nearly all of the clothing sold in these United States is imported, and any given article can pass through a lot of hands. The fibers coming from one country, getting turned into fabric in another, and sewn together in yet a third before ending up on store shelves here. So with the Trump administration floating the idea of 20% border taxes on imports, what is that going to mean for the clothes on our backs? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that.
Azam Khawaja is standing behind the cash register at AK Fabrics, his wholesale fabric store in New York City's Garment District. Brightly colored textiles, many of them made overseas in countries like China and Mexico, hang from racks lining the walls. Khawaja says tariffs on imports would hurt his business.
The price is going to go up, and we have to pass it to consumers, and a lot of people, they're not happy about it.
Those consumers are designers and clothing makers like Karen Fleisch, who's standing outside the store where she's been shopping for 30 years. She says she'll be forced to pass those costs on to her customers.
I got overhead and I got to eat.
She worries some customers won't be willing to pay the higher prices.
I used to sell a dress to somebody and it used to cost them maybe $500. Now it's going to cost them $800.
It's not just designer dresses that would cost more under the tariff plan. Almost all of the everyday clothes you'd buy at a retailer, jeans, t-shirts, underwear, are made overseas. Gianluca Clementi is a professor at New York University's Stern School of Business.
Those are going to have a higher price, and that is going to put a dent on the wallet of American consumers and also on the bottom line of American companies.
Trump says the point of renegotiating U.S. trade deals is to bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States. Clementi says for the apparel industry, tariffs won't accomplish that, in part because overseas labor will still be cheaper.
A 20% tariff wouldn't even get close to close the gap.
Tasha Lewis, who teaches fashion design management at Cornell, says the United States also wouldn't be able to scale up its production to meet demand.
We don't have a lot of infrastructure currently that could handle the volume of what we might want to sell in retail stores.
Not the kind of news consumers or retailers want to hear just a few weeks ahead of the big spring shopping season. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.